Hi all, welcome to Chat and Flick, the movie and TV podcast. I'm your host Carl Pierce, and today with us we have James Brown.
Hello.
And we have Richard Earlham.
Hello.
And it's just a little impromptu episode here. We've just watched the 2022 film Evil Dead Rises, currently on Netflix. I'm just going to give our impressions as a little bit of a warm-up to the Halloween season coming up soon. So yeah, bit of info about it. As I say, we've only just literally stopped watching it.
Let's get some info on there.
Yeah, hang on a minute. Let's get some. IMDb. Talk about yourselves, why they? So it's sort of like a soft reboot of the Evil Dead series, if you like. I don't think it's connected to the original.
It kind of made it. It could be a prequel. It could be a prequel of a soft reboot, possibly.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, spoilers. Spoilers coming. By the way. Yeah.
So, go and watch it now.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Pause. There you go, you've watched it, boss. And so we'll give some info. So it's directed by Lee Cronin, and also written by Lee Cronin. Never heard of him, to be honest, but we'll have a
clear. It's written and directed by the same person with, you know,
two people with the same name. Yeah, I know, it's weird. It's weird. It stars, now I'm not going to be able to pronounce
any of them.
Mirror by Pease, Richard Crouchley, Amberly Thomas, Lily Sullivan, Noah Paul. Don't know any of these people
all
at all.
All
newbies. Lot of young actors in it as well. Nell Fisher plays Cassie, young kid. Don't know any of these guys at all.
Didn't have any issues with the acting. Well, I didn't really.
Just give a bit more context behind it. So I'll read what it says on IMDb and then we can have a little chat. So, a twisted tale of two estranged sisters whose reunion is cut short by the rise of flesh-possessing demons, thrusting them into a primal battle for survival as they face the most nightmarish version of themselves. So what do we think? First impressions?
I was saying to you before, I loved the setting of it. I thought the setting was dead, dead good.
Yeah.
Again, it's going to be spoilers, but like it's set in like this sort of a... It feels like an abandoned apartment.
Yeah,
building.
That's
very
what they
tall.
Say. It's gonna get demolished.
Yeah,
or something.
It's getting demolished. So I liked the whole setting. It was all done at night time. It was. Yeah, I liked the vibe of it. It was raining, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
the mood of it
was great. It was very the atmosphere, and I liked that. In the initial, I really liked that about it. Set up very, very well, I thought.
Yeah. So, we talked about the other day, didn't we? But have you seen any of the Evil Deads?
I have seen them. I don't remember any of them, but I have seen them.
Yeah. Because you've also seen them, haven't you, Richard? We've talked about them before loads. I really enjoyed this. I thought it was great. It's basically a remake of the first one. In an apartment building.
When you say the first one, do you mean the second one?
Or the second one, yeah, because they're both the remake of each other.
Evil Dead is Evil Dead 2 is basically Evil Dead on a better budget, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
And
it's
more
that's
or less,
the way it's done it, but what I mean by that is like the structure of it and like the beats of it.
There's lots
it's
of
very
nods,
same.
Lots of nods towards it.
But not too much, you know, it got a little bit near the end, I suppose, but like sort of, you know, again, spoilers, sorry if you haven't seen it, go and see it. But, like, it's sort of very... They're in a secluded place.
Yeah.
They can't get away. And then, you know, someone gets possessed, gets locked away, trying to get in, trying to get out. Chainsaw gets involved.
We knew a chainsaw would be
involved
almost, didn't we?
We did, that had to be. You know, a creepy recording of some sort. And, you know, not saying that's a bad thing. That's exactly what you want for an Evil Dead film. You want all these things in there. Yeah, I really enjoyed it myself.
What do you think, Richard?
I wouldn't watch. I don't think I'd watch it again.
No,
I was almost watching it. I was thinking, what? Because I want to have my heart beating in my chest when I see a horror. Yeah. I want to be terrified and be sort of like literally on the edge of my seat. And a lot of horrors don't do that for me anymore. Mm. I don't know if it's, have we become, what's the word?
Desensitized?
Yes. And I was wondering, I'm trying to think back to the last horror that's done that.
Yeah.
It was entertaining.
Mm.
I was entertained. I liked the nods towards the other one, the old one.
I'd agree with you on that.
The maniacal, is that a word? Maniacal?
Yeah.
Laughing of the demons.
Yeah.
And the smiling and the goading. And yeah, it was nice nods towards it.
Mm.
We've just got it on in the background now, so I'm just having a quick nose yet. I preferred the start of it, because the start of it's in the what do we call it? Some holiday sort of lake, home.
Cabin, holiday some home. Sort of cabin. It's not the famous cabin.
You call
cabin.
It a cabin, I call it a holiday.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was hoping it was going to stay there because that's what we... But I suppose the apartment building is the new interpretation of it. That, like what James said, they are secluded. Although they're surrounded by people, they're still secluded.
Yeah.
And they can't get out.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree. Would I watch it again? I don't know. I probably will give it a couple of years. I might watch it again. But it's not like where to go, oh, I love that. I want to see it again.
But
I really enjoyed it.
The sequel, because we think that there may be a sequel. I reckon the sequel will be out. And then
it looks like a setup, doesn't it? If it's not a prequel, it's definitely setting up.
The option. There's the option there.
I do agree with you. It's like, I don't think I'd watch it again.
No.
Again, as Richard said, it's entertaining, but it's not scary, is it?
No.
That is actually, and without going too far off topic, what's the last film you've truly seen? And it's as Richard said, your heart's racing. I can't tell you. What.
Paranormal Activity for me, like probably last one I saw like that.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, a couple of years ago I watched it first time.
Oh, was that the first time you watched it?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
10 years old or something.
No, yeah. Only seen it a couple of years.
I've only seen it a couple of years ago. So like, what's the most like recent one that's been like that? Well, I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
You see, pointing that out, I probably would have said Blair Witch, but since Blair Witch, possibly Paranormal Activity. But yeah, I was just going to have a quick Google of the greatest horror films of the last 10 years or something like that, see what it comes up with.
We've talked about like Hereditary and things like that, haven't we, and Midsommar, but they're not like...
They're not the where you're sort of like, when you're closing on yourself and you think, oh God, what's going to happen? They're not like that though, are they? Like you say, they're unsettling.
Yeah.
Or there's horrific moments in it that aren't, I don't think that's the same as horror, horrific moments.
I think Google will tell you Conjuring.
Yeah.
I personally don't think it is, but I know because I've looked previously, I have looked because, you know, famously we always put on a group chat, any scary films to recommend, because we do like them, we love them, but we've yet to watch one that's like, my God, that's amazing.
That we all agree on, and... One thing I put on our chat recently is that I think it's because there's so many variations of horror. You've got your slasher horror, you've got your psychological thrillers, you've got your ghost horror, you've got your serial killer slasher, I suppose, you've got so many subgenres within it, and James hates the religious horror, but I'm like, yeah, that's naff, it doesn't do it for me, and I don't know what
you say, hate it. It scares you.
But there was religion, I'd say this had like connotations of a religious horror as well, it didn't really elaborate on them much, did it? Like the recordings of a priest that had like a book that we laughed and joked and said like Hocus Pocus.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? We had a little bit of a book, and then there was like a lot of rosary beads were hanging off the ceiling.
Yeah,
like one
loads
of them. And there was one prayer in it, Eternal Rest, wasn't it? There was that one prayer, but other than that, it wasn't massively overloaded with religious connotations.
Wasn't very. It never has been really, though, has it? The Evil Dead, it is that slapstick sort of gruesome.
Definitely slapstick.
You know, 100%. Things, you know, getting chopped off and things getting stabbed and all that sort of thing. That's what you want from the Evil Dead. That's quite a serious interpretation of it, isn't it, really, that one there? Whereas, like, the original's not quite that serious, is it?
Mm.
It's a bit funny, a bit mad.
I think this was, had elements of humour, though, didn't it? I think it did. Not as blatant, but like Tingo. It was a good entertainment. It was good. It was only on for an hour and a half as well, wasn't it? So it was like quite a quick one.
Didn't outstay its welcome. And I liked as well that the demons, obviously it's like possession. There was a lot of like nods to I felt like The Exorcist. You know, when she's saying about saying things I can't think of any of the lines, but sort of like
in The Exorcist is talking to the devil is talking to the priest about their mum, isn't it?
Yeah, things like that.
And trying to get him feeling guilty.
Mm.
It's not happening.
Yeah, when they say things, it's just like, it's funny. Enjoyed it. It's good.
So I've just very quickly got Rotten Tomatoes up. Well, that has led me to that. And I mean, I don't know if anybody's seen it. I saw it on the flicks of net. And it's called Under the Shadow, and it's classing it as the number one of the 2010s. This is a very unknown film. It's based around a war, and basically the people in it are living in a flat, and the flat becomes possessed as they're trying to escape. But it's like a war zone.
Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it.
Again, I wasn't...
It's rubbish.
I wasn't scared. But Get Out? No, we watched that the other day. That's good.
I like Get Out, but I wouldn't say it's scary.
I haven't seen that one yet.
It's very good.
I keep meaning to watch it.
It's dead good, but it's not scary.
The Babadook's quite good.
You told me about that.
Yeah, the one I watched a while ago was His House. It was on Netflix as well, and that's like... Refugees or asylum seekers.
Asylum seekers.
I thought that was quite good. It was quite like a few chilling bits.
Not terrifying.
But not terrifying, but it was... That was a bit more thought-provoking, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
But there's a lot that I've seen in this list that have not... scared me.
I know we're doing our instant reaction, but might as well tie it in really, might we? Because now we're here. Like, I know we speak about it every year, but genuinely, are you saying Paranormal Activity is the last film that's absolutely terrified you? Because I probably am. No, if I'm thinking about it now, nothing's come close.
Can't think of anything else.
Nothing's come close.
But was Paranormal Activity after Blair Witch?
Yeah,
in that case, it was definitely that one.
Yeah, there's nothing that really, like, sort of frightens.
Shakes your skeleton.
No, just stuff you enjoy.
Because you can appreciate them, can't you? Because it's like me, that trick or treat. I watched The Farney, didn't I, last year?
Oh, yeah.
Trick or treat. Yeah. And I liked it, but it wasn't scary. Like,
no.
It didn't scare me. And then I watched, like, the new Scream film. I liked it. Didn't scare me.
Yeah.
Like, just do you know what I mean? They're like, you like, enjoy them, really. Like, sometimes, like, the last Halloween film, enjoy it. Yeah, it is what it is. You get what you get, but it's not scary. Do you know what I mean? It's like... Yeah. To think of something that's really... See, it sounds silly, but because Richard's going to laugh his head off, The Devil Inside, that did scare me.
But he thought it was pathetic, but it did scare me.
The trailer was amazing, wasn't it?
And I reckon that this is why horror... Because we've always talked about, why don't horror films get good rating? Why don't comedies get good rating? And I just think because there is never going to be one that's going to tick all the boxes for the majority of people to give it something like an overall of an 8.6 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's got to be the task, hasn't it, for someone to do a groundbreaking horror film? Because you think of, like, all the best horror films of, like, sort of everyone's generation. You know, you go back to, like, The Shining, and, you know, you go into, like, The Blair Witch, The Paranormal Activities of the World. All these things, these were groundbreaking for the time, weren't they, like, and stuff. We need a new version of that, don't we, for the next generation?
Yeah, because look at the ones, a lot of the time, the ones we're talking about are at least 10 years old, I'd say. And then prior to that, then you're going back another 10 years for Blair Witch. And then you're talking about things like
The Shining
and The Exorcist. What did we get? Exorcist, that's going to the 70s, and then the 60s, Rosemary's Baby. Yeah. And these are things that are bloody good horrors.
Yeah.
Maybe, I'll tell you one that always gets me, is The Changeling. Not the Angelina Jolie one, but the Arthur C. Scott one, which I think is 1980s. But again, we're talking about 40 years ago. a couple of years ago, that.
Yeah.
But I'm still flying through this list on Rotten Tomatoes, and I'm looking, and I've seen a lot of these, and I think they didn't see
Google, do say The Conjuring, like, when you go on, like, because I've looked
at they're talking about The Conjuring.
People talk about The Conjuring, and obviously The Conjuring have been brilliant in the sense they've created their own universe, haven't they?
Yeah.
So there's The Conjuring, there's The Nun, there's
Annabelle.
Annabelle and all that, there's all them. So. Yeah. You know, they're not that scary, are they?
I haven't seen them all. I've seen the first one years ago. I always go to look back to it, but...
I've never seen The Nun ones. No. We spoke about The Nun because we're talking about it. I've not seen that, but just doesn't... That universe just doesn't interest me. I'll be honest, it doesn't. And it gets a lot of hype as well, to be fair. And I don't know, is it just because it's the only one that's doing it at the minute? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I think...
It's breaking the money, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Because no one else seems to be... Even having a go, like, there's the new Exorcist film, we've not seen it yet, but the reviews are scathing, aren't they, to say the least. I've read them, and it put me off going to see it, because it just makes me think, what's the point? Because people just say it's pathetic, ridiculous. People we listen to, like, you know, the movie we're in, Jordan, he was dead excited for it, and he just was, like, awful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, and he likes a lot of films, so it just I just don't know what's going on, really, why things... What was the other one? There was the other religious horror with Russell Crowe in. What was that? He's just been in one, hasn't he?
What was it called?
Russell Crowe's done one.
The writer, I don't know. Not sure.
He's done one, hasn't he, recently?
Yeah.
And again, that got bad reviews as well. Just like, I don't know, what's the recipe to a good horror? Because I think what we'd ideally want is you'd want, like, scary moments, unpredictability.
Yeah, a few jump scares and things like that.
Yeah, you're like... a futuristic approach. Like there's loads of recipes that you could throw in to make the perfect horror, but no one's done it.
Yeah. I think things like Hereditary and what's it on? Midsummer. Yeah. A24 is it? Whatever they are. They're pretty close. Like their films look like Oscar winners, if you like.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Do,
not saying they should be, but like they're there, but yeah, there's something. They're not just crossing over, are they? I don't know. It's tough, isn't it? But like you say, it's like with comedy. It's all subjective. Is that the right word?
Yeah,
get mixed up. So it's like everyone's different, aren't they? Yeah. Everyone likes different things, really.
Yeah. You see, because with the, I remember when we were talking about the Hangover and the, and it's like I that sort of slapstick, college type comedy. Yeah, but I think it wore a bit thin. There were so many films like that.
Yeah.
Like Road Trip, there's just loads
of
them.
But I think
that
that's
era.
Proven now, though, wasn't it? Because The Hangover, I've watched it a couple of times since, and it's not as good as I initially thought it was on the first watching.
Right.
But that's just my opinion, like, you know
what I mean? Well, that's what I was saying to you before. I watched Saw 1 at the weekend. I haven't seen it for a long time. And I still enjoyed it, but I was surprised how I thought it was better than what it was previously, you know what I mean?
Think you can never spoil these. You can, well, I suppose everybody knows now what happens.
Knowing that twist was it was like, oh yeah, does that fit or whatever, and that was fine. But some of the acting's a bit cheesy, and there were parts where you're like, oh come on, just get on with it. And like I said before, off camera, I was gonna say camera, was I thought it was more gruesome than what.
It
was this time, yeah. So it was more in my head. I'm seeing. There's one bit where you see something getting sawn off, and that was really the only really gruesome bit. A lot of it was sort of implied and
a
little flash here and there. But whereas I suppose maybe I'm thinking of the later ones where it is like in your face.
Some of the later ones.
You know, like in your thinking of the second one when she jumps in that pit of needles.
Oh my god.
Yeah. No, I like the one where they've got to cut off a certain amount of body mass.
To on the scales.
And they've got to beat the other person. Yeah. So she
chops her arm off. And
it's just... But you see, some people might just think, oh, that's so immature. That, but I like that. But I also appreciate being scared as well.
Yeah.
So what we're ultimately saying is we've not really been scared for a long time, have we, by anything?
Looking at the groundbreaking horrors of groundbreaking horror movies, it came up with 20, and the most recent one was The Conjuring, and then prior to that, it was Blair Witch Project. So it just shows there hasn't really been anything.
Do you think there could be a future where we don't have horror films anymore?
Oh no, it's too much. Too much money.
Do you,
money.
So?
Oh,
do you
yeah.
mean that it's gonna be the genre? I hate using the word genre.
Genre.
Is it gonna be broken up too much?
I think so.
Because there's the blood and gore type as well.
Yeah, the subcategories, subgenres. But there is, isn't it? It's like music, isn't it? You know, there's millions of subgenres now in music where there never used to be. And I think, I don't know, but I worry about the future of horror movies because I think the reviews are always scathing.
We're always going back and watching old ones.
I think
horror movies are seen as like sort of B movies, aren't they? Like they're always cheaply made and like, you know, loads on go straight to DVD, probably because like they're easy to make in terms of, you know, it's an easy story to do, you know, for filmmakers starting out, and it's easy to get out and get a inverted commas decent film. But like it's probably like the money, it must be the money side, mustn't it? Like, you know, the budgets of them aren't that big. You used to go to Asda and used to see loads of like budget DVDs and loads of them are horror.
Is that like the Asda?
The Asda. Well, you can go to any Asda, won't we? It has to be that one.
I do worry about horror film because I think less and less people, the more people I talk to, don't like horror films now. Like whereas when I was younger, me and my mates even use, like, you know, user friends, we love horror. But I feel like the more people you talk to who are less sort of film driven, we love films, don't we? People who aren't really into films, I don't think they're gonna sit down and watch a horror film.
I've come up with one that's 8 years old and it did scare the bejeebs out of me I really liked it. It was one recommended by, I can't remember his name. Well, it was Movie Worm, is it?
Oh yeah.
Hell House LLC.
Oh, yeah. That, you've talked about that, haven't you?
See, I've not seen this.
I like that.
Oh, no, I have seen it. I have seen it.
It's like a that haunted one, didn't house. That they make a haunted house.
It's like your Farmageddon,
isn't it? Farmageddon.
Yeah.
And things go pear-shaped.
I did see it. No, I have seen it.
I don't know if it's because we've done Farmageddon that I was thinking, oh, I don't like it. And it was quite unsettling. And the time in I'm going to say real life as opposed to not watching in telly, is when we went to a place like Farmageddon, but it was a maze. And it did really frighten me. It was brilliant. And it felt like that because it was in the middle of nowhere. I suppose you could say that about Farmageddon, but for us, it's down the road, isn't it?
There we go. That's a good one because I've seen that. I've seen it.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I need to see that. It wasn't on Amazon Prime when I looked. So I was like, I must have missed it.
You've got to pay.
I'm not paying for things.
It was when he recommended it, and there's a sequel that I'd like to watch. I think it's on for £2.99. You know what? You know how much of a tight ass I am. I would pay that
£2.99. Oh, there we go.
That is recommendation. That for 10.
It's worth £3. It was good, but how well known is it? And I think it's because when you were mentioning about cheap horrors, and it's not made. It's like the one we've just watched. Don't recognize. Well, the cast are unknowns.
Don't know any of them.
Well, what's the last horror film with a good cast?
That's a good point.
Scream, maybe?
The new Scream,
the original, or the...
What's her face? Wednesday? Wednesday Addams?
Oh, yeah, and
Jenna Ortega, is it?
Yeah, and it's got, obviously, it's got...
And all the originals. And all the originals.
Well, that's why Neve Campbell's not in the latest one, because she had this to do about money, didn't she?
Yeah.
It was to do with money, because they said, oh, we're doing it again, straight back in and all that, and this is your price, and she was like, I'm not coming back for that.
It's not like she's been in much else.
I think she gets big money for it, and I think you've said, because obviously the demand for horror's less now. And I think getting the quick turnaround, if you remember, man, from the last one, there was a quick turnaround into for the next one. I think she's just going, I want my usual, let's say, and you know, this is all, you know, hypothetical.
$700 million.
I want my usual £5 million. And they've gone, you're not getting £5 million for that. Come on, it's the same cast we was last time.
Yeah.
But on a smaller budget.
We'll
give you £2 million. And she's probably went, no, I'm not doing it. And they went, we'll crack on without you then.
Yeah.
And then that's what's happened. And I'll be honest, she wasn't missed.
We'll just AI your face. It'll be fine.
But she wasn't missed. I'll tell you that now. In the latest one. And it's now on Panamon, by the way, the new one.
Oh, is it, Sam? Yeah.
If they made AI look like her, could she... That's
what the current strike's about, isn't it? Are using AI for, so like you could just use the actor instead, but without actually paying the actor. So it's one of them. So anyway, Evil Dead, out of 10, IMDb rating. What do we think? I mean,
this was 6.6, wasn't it?
6.6, is it?
Has it gone down?
That's it. Oh, 6.6.
Sometimes it goes up, doesn't it?
It does.
Especially with it being around Halloween time.
It does move. I'd say it's about right. It's 7 at the most, personally.
Oh,
I wouldn't put Carl, it. Any, I wouldn't,
very complimentary.
I wouldn't put it any higher. It wasn't a bad film, that.
It wasn't bad.
7's quite high, though.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. We wouldn't go. I'd go. I don't know. I wouldn't go under a 6, but I wouldn't go over a 7. So, what's in the middle of those two? 6.38.
So that's I'd say that's about right.
I'd go 5.8.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. That point two is.
I don't think. See, I think when I look at horrors, only because me and you were talking about it today, Richard, I think most horrors get around the 6 mark anyway.
Yeah.
And I've seen better ones than that. That have got less than that, if that makes any sense. So I'm just trying to like give it an average.
I would
probably say about 5.8. It's better than a 5.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's a 6.
Yeah.
So I'd say a high 5.
I'd say top end 7. That's what I'm saying. But like, I think it's about right, 6.6. But you know it's what?
Keep talking. I've just had a thought.
Can we
work out between us the actual score?
If we knew any maths teachers,
here. Go on, let's do it. So I said 5.8.
Let's get a calculator. Let's do it. 5.8 plus.
You said 6.6.
I'll stick with 6.6. I think that's about right. And what do you say, Richard?
I'm going to go 6.3.
6.3. divided by 6.2.
Yeah,
that's what
okay,
we did.
That's fair,
about right.
That's
yeah.
Actually quite.
Can't argue
that's
with
a
that.
Fair one, that
yeah.
is it.
It was, yeah.
Right, now what I wanted to do, I wanted to have a look at people's reviews. You know, when I say if when somebody thinks it's a 10,
yeah,
it's like it's not a 10. But equally, I wouldn't call it a 3. Right, featured by review date. Rating.
Before you carry on, I'm seeing it as like that's a good Evil Dead film, like. It fits the pattern. It fits into the franchise. It's not a rehash. It's not like the acting was generally good. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
It looked high budget. It didn't look cheap.
No, it didn't.
It looked. To be fair, I was thinking, you know, when she's looking through the keyhole,
yeah,
I was thinking she looked like that bit. She looked proper
like
scary and possessed and that.
When she turned around and all that.
Sounds like pretentious, this, but the lighting of it, like it was all lit from underneath, and she looked a bit like.
It was well thought out, wasn't it?
It was. It's. Yeah, it's not amazing, but like
when I'm looking at these 10 out of 10 reviews,
they're
not really explaining why they think it's a 10 out of 10. Here's one of the first ones that actually goes into why. It's like a can of Pringles. Once things start popping off, they don't stop. But it did take quite a while, didn't it?
I don't mind.
Is that what he said on the review?
So, other potato snacks are available. Acting, A+.
No, they're not. There's no other snacks. It's
acting,
only Pringles.
A plus for acting.
Again,
wasn't bad.
Okay. An A+ though.
But I mean,
that's
okay.
Like, what's that? Oh, hang on. Is that a 10?
That's like Denzel level, isn't it?
In exactly.
You're talking Denzel.
Yeah.
If you go on A+, you go Leo, Denzel, Pacino, De Niro. All these.
James mentioned a few ladies. Sigourney Weaver, Meryl Streep.
Yeah, it's like that. It is definitely like that.
Am I
going to
get done for saying ladies?
No, you're not.
Okay, good. Jump scares, didn't need them. Well, it had a hell
had
of a
few.
Lot, I thought.
Yeah, it was doing all right.
It was a lot.
It was creepy when she's crawling through behind. You see things going behind them and stuff like that. I
like it when they have the sort of, I don't know what you'd call it. It's almost like it's being filmed in reverse, and it's very disjointed sort of way of crawling along and climbing down and stuff like that.
I've got a big problem with it.
Go on.
No music.
Wasn't very memorable, was it, the music?
No.
There probably was music. There must have been music.
There was just the DJ music, wasn't there?
Yeah.
When the lads was DJing.
Yeah, good point. The music's not very memorable. Yeah. Good shout.
Film quality, solid. Is that a...
What are they talking about there? Are they just talking
about quality?
How it looks, or in general? Film quality,
bizarre,
definitely
anyway.
A film.
creative kills. Well, chainsaw.
Yeah.
Shotgun. Well... Nah.
See, that's someone that you've seen Evil Dead and gone, oh, I like the Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
I know what you're saying, because the chainsaw and that reference,
I don't get... Oh, yeah, Mr. Campbell. Only if you're listening... Right, so you reckon Mr. Campbell had a cameo, don't you?
He did, by the way, I just looked.
right, okay, so yeah. So apparently, only if you're listening closely, Carl, you got that
Where was he in it?
So, spoilers, if you haven't spotted it. On the record, when it's the priest's having a conversation, and someone shouts out, it's called the Book of the Dead. That's him shouting that.
I don't know how you got that.
Oh, so. It just sounds like him. Like he said something like, burn it, it's called the Book of the Dead, something like that.
So anyway, that film title, that review title was called, it's like PCP and bath salts ripped a line of blow. Maybe that's why he reckons it's a 10 out of 10. So another one that's described it as outstanding. The same formula and the same structure of the previous film.
There you go.
But with a different setting. Well,
yeah, exactly.
I don't know if
that doesn't
makes
make it a 10.
A 10.
That doesn't make it a 10. That just means that's fine.
Truly terrifying.
What?
Not terrifying.
And bloody film. It was bloody.
there was a lot of blood.
I thought there was a nod back to where Bruce is covered in blood and you see his eyes.
Yeah.
Popping out of the blood. Hello.
The Shining reference?
Yeah.
Oh, the lift.
Massive lift reference, yeah. It was good.
And then after that, the bloke just goes through the story and they're not really saying why they're giving it a 10.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I don't know. And they reckon, this person reckons it's the best one out of all of them.
Number two
deserves Best Actress Award. Full stop, as in, like, you know.
That's what I was going to say. Like,
it was all
right. I'm finding, like, obviously there's kids involved in this. And, like, and there's a pregnancy involved in as well. And that, like, that's, like, not terrifying, but that's where you go, ooh.
Yeah.
That's when you got that. That made me feel a bit,
well, we said before, didn't we? Because there's a little girl in it. And, like, so, like, the amount of blood, like, that, yeah, she's after, like, so, like, yeah. And it's like, you go, oh, it's not right, that, you know what I mean? It's not right. And we said, like, I hope that little girl got paid a lot
yeah,
of money.
Yeah.
And a parent.
As a good therapist,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, because it'd be traumatic. Yeah. I don't know how they could make that not traumatic for that little kid.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what you think, is it like that they get people involved, like, kids involved in horror movies?
But then I suppose that's, like, a good thing for, like, it's different in terms of, you know, it's not just adults pretending to be kids again. It's kids being kids, I suppose. But get it. All right, any other comments?
Again, you just want to come across, Alicia Sutherland is absolutely unforgettable in this film.
Don't know who she is.
No, I forgot. Sorry. But I think that, again, is just because we don't know the cast. But yeah, let's see what they do with their.
What date was this released, by the way? Just so I know.
Early this year.
Was it? So this is quite a fresh one.
Talking about April and May, these reviews. Okay.
So.
It said 2022 on the actual end of the film, but IMDb says 23. So.
That was my fault. Sorry.
Anyone?
So, yeah. Not that I'm going to read out now, because again, I'd like a little bit. You know, why is this better than? I don't want to bring it up, but why is it better than The Shining? You know, how can you class a film as
it's
a 10 out of 10? Have they seen The Shining? Have they seen Alien? Have they seen a lot of the other films that we've talked about in the last couple of minutes? I'd like some sort of comparative review, rather than just saying, yeah, I've just seen it and it's blown me away. It's like, well, you're still on a bit of a high from watching it. Your heart's still beating and it's like you take to your phone and you... And I think that's really bad. I don't like that. It's like, give yourself time to chill out.
Yeah, it's bad giving an initial reaction when you've just stopped watching the film. It's terrible. That he says.
Awful doing that.
But I think we're more realistic, though, aren't we?
Yeah.
Best film I've ever seen. smashing. No good. So, recommended?
Yeah.
Recommended. Not setting the world alight.
We'd recommend it. If you don't want, if it is just like a decent film to watch, like,
yeah,
probably say that.
Yeah, bit of a gore fest, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
6.2 though. That was our.
That's it. 6.2 recommendation.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Thanks, everybody, and have a great Halloween. Take care. Bye bye.